Hey, friend, and welcome to the show today. We're going to get into resistance training today. I mean, we're not actually going to do it, but we're going to talk about how important it is to do as we age. Now, every woman that I have been working with or have been coaching has told me the same thing. When I mention resistance training, they say, yeah, I know I should be doing it, but I don't. And when I ask them why, I mean, they don't know. They just say they just don't. They don't know why. But like most things, you know, we have to be told and understand the reasons why we need to be doing something before we actually take the initiative to start. So we're going to be talking today about the top five reasons why you need to be lifting weights starting like right now. So put in your ears and hear me. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. Resistance training. I like the sound of that so much better than weightlifting or lifting weights, because saying lifting weights, it has a connotation of bulking up and gaining big muscle like your Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, it makes it sound like it's a hard thing to do or that it's more of a job. Like, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to lift some weights. Like, it's something you got to do. Like a job. But if you're doing resistance training, it sounds more realistic of what most of us are actually doing when we're lifting weights. So in this episode, you're going to be hearing probably three terms or three phrases, those being weightlifting, resistance training, and then the ever popular strength training. I hear that one a lot. So let's talk about resistance training a little bit before we get into these benefits. What is it? How do we do it? And how long should it take? So the dictionary definition of resistance training is, resistance training increases muscle strength by making your muscles work against a weight or force. Sounds right. Now the different forms of resistance training include using free weights, those are like hand weights, weight machines, like at the gym, resistance bands. I love using bands. And then your own body weight, because trust me, your body is heavy. Resistance training, you know, it's something that we need to be incorporating 2, 3, or 4 times a week for like 30 minutes at a time. Now, it's suggested that you don't do resistance training on back-to-back days so that your body can recover. But if, say, you are working on your upper body one day, you could go in the next day and work lower body. So as long as you're not working the same area of the body on back-to-back days, you're good. Now, new people, when they are beginning to lift weights, tend to work only their upper body, not really giving their lower body any thought or love. Now, my husband, Mike, and I disagree on the reason for this. Now, I think it's because we know and we can see that our legs are the largest muscles in our body. And so we focus on wanting to build up our upper bodies to kind of match what's going on downstairs. Now, Mike seems to think that legs are only legs and that everybody pays much more attention to what you look like when you show off your upper body Like if you're wearing a tank top or a sleeveless shirt, or if you're just taking your shirt off if you're a guy or a girl, I don't know. I'm not going to be taking off my shirt, but I will say that resistance training is something that I've enjoyed doing for many years. Now, as I was sitting down to prepare for this episode, I tried to think of the reason why I decided that I wanted to start doing that, and I cannot remember. I don't know why it was. Now, over the years, I've joined and run through many gyms, but lifting has always been just something that I have enjoyed doing. Don't know why. You know, maybe it's because it just gives me a few minutes to be able to focus on myself and tune everything else out. Maybe that's why. But if it is something that you haven't put into your weekly routine, let's talk about the reasons why or the benefits that you can get from it. You know, as we age, we tend to find that our bodies just don't look or function like they used to. True that. And while it's very important to begin to address your nutrition, it's also very important to develop physical strength as well. Let's just say that strength and greater muscle mass are life expectancy predictors. Let me say that again. I think that is so important. Strength and greater muscle mass are life expectancy predictors. So if you were to look at your strength today, what is it saying about your life expectancy? So let's get into these benefits. Number one, strength training preserves and enhances your muscle mass and density. So from about the age of 30, we can lose on average 3 to 5% of our muscle mass per decade. 3 to 5%, that is a lot. Now, doing strength training can counteract sarcopenia, which is a very fancy word for muscle loss, and it protects against the deterioration of the muscles that you do have. Now, sarcopenia tends to really hit between the ages of 65 and 80 and contributes to our frailty and the likelihood of falling and fracturing bones. But strong muscles and bones can protect you from these related risks. And this improved muscle tone also protects your joints from injury. If you think that it is too late to start strength training to get this benefit, you're wrong. It's never too late to start and to slow down or even reverse these negative processes. But the sooner you start, the greater the benefit. So midlife is a perfect time to get started. Number two, resistance training can lead to increased bone density and reduced risk of osteoporosis. So I know you've heard of osteoporosis, and as we get to this age, we start to hear it more and more. So you're wondering, what exactly is osteoporosis? Well, osteoporosis is a bone disease that develops when bone mineral density and bone mass decreases. Now, this can lead to a decrease in bone strength that can also increase the risk of bone fractures. Now, during weight-bearing activity, like resistance training, the muscles and tendons apply tension to the bones, which stimulates the bones to produce more bone tissue. As a result, your bones become stronger and more dense, and the risk of osteoporosis and subsequent fractures decreases. That's a win. Basically, stronger muscles equal stronger bones. I like it. Now, osteoporosis really should be a concern for everyone. And I've got some numbers for you here. An estimated 8 million women and 2 million men in the United States have osteoporosis. And it is now responsible for more than 2 million fractures every year. Now, of course, hip fractures are usually the most serious. And 6 out of 10 people who break a hip never fully regain their former level of independence. Even walking across a room without help may become impossible. Number 3, resistance training helps you develop better balance and coordination through flexibility. And this flexibility can help you in your independence as you age, because if we can keep you from falling in the first place, then you won't have to worry about bone fractures. Now, increase in balance and coordination also helps with our posture, which is key for us as we age, as was explained to us by chiropractor Rodney Worth in episode 95. You really need to go listen to that episode, because he talks about how better posture decreases our cognitive decline. See, all this stuff is interrelated. Number 4, resistance training helps in the prevention or control of chronic conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, back pain, depression, and obesity. You know, women can reduce their risk of diabetes and other chronic conditions simply by incorporating resistance exercise into their weekly physical activity plan, according to the National Institute on Aging. And researchers found that women in a study who averaged 62 years of age, thereabouts, who did any type of regular strength training, achieved a 30% reduction in the incidence of type 2 diabetes, and their risk of developing cardiovascular disease dropped by 17%. That is amazing. So number 5, last but not least, strength training boosts your overall general health. You know, doing this type of training can and will increase your stamina. It will improve your sense of well-being. It will help you build self-confidence. It'll improve your sleep. It's going to help you basically perform everyday tasks more efficiently. And like I said before, back to that stamina, if you improve your stamina, you're going to have a better sex life. That's just all there is to it. So I know you all know that it's a good idea, but you want this thing to happen overnight, and it can't. So how long does it take a 50-year-old woman to build muscle? Now, when it comes to seeing the physical results of your strength training and of your nutritional regimen, most fitness trainers agree, and I as well agree, that it will take at least a few weeks for results to show. Now, if you train consistently, then you should notice an increase in your muscle size from about 6 to 9 weeks of strength training. So these are 5, but just a few of the many benefits of resistance training, strength training, whatever you want to call it. Hopefully these 5 are enough to fire you up to get started. You know, you don't have to love it. You don't even have to like it in the beginning. But as soon as you start to gain some strength that you didn't have before, it's going to be really hard for you not to want to keep going and to get even stronger. If you need a good place to start, I'm opening up my coaching to a few women right after the first of the year. I want to get on a call with you to get you started moving toward a health goal that you may have, starting with those first 30 days, because those are going to be the hardest. We'll talk about resistance training like this. We'll talk about cardiovascular training, and we're going to take a look at the relationship that you and your kitchen have. We're going to talk about consistency and what kind of motivation you need. And I'm going to hold you accountable to any 30-day goal that you put in place for yourself. Now, I just have room for a few beautiful souls in January. And if you would like to be one of those that just needs to get started somewhere, anywhere, email me at hello@leslielmcshane.com. That's LeslieMcshane.com. That'll be in the show notes. I'll email you and we can discuss whether we feel or you feel like this would be a really good fit for you and your goals going into the new year. Now, we all know that January is when we make new commitments to ourselves, especially regarding our health. So I would be very honored and excited to be able to help you keep those commitments to yourself. Now, I sincerely hope that you have heard what we've talked about today. Not only you've heard, that you've listened and you've heard, and you're ready to get started to take on this new challenge of resistance training, and to further take your own health into your own hands, because I tell you what, life is short. So thank you for listening today. And if you would, please roll on down to the bottom of the show page and rate and review this episode. This is the only way that I have of knowing that it has given you something, that you have learned something, or has given you something to think about or tell somebody else about, or make suggestions on other things that you want to hear about or learn about. All that stuff is greatly appreciated. Until next time, friends, make sure to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. Work really hard to make this world a better place, because I tell you what, we all deserve it. Till next time, everybody. See ya. Bye.